Hello, I'm Clayton Vaughn, and today's date is October 9th, 2014. Our guest today is John Erling. So, John, state your full name.
Yes, my full name is John Erling Lowell Fretty.
And your date of birth?
Is October 9th, 1941.
Now, you're the, and your present age is 73.
Is 73, right?
And
right.
This is your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you have many more and
yes.
Good health and long life and all of that
right.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
This is your project, this Voices of Oklahoma. And we should say at the outset that you do this as a public service, really, to try to make sure that the views and expressions of prominent Oklahomans and others are preserved so that future generations might look back, listen back, and find out who these people were who helped shape our state. And there were several people, myself among them, who suggested that you indeed were one of those people, and that where were you in the lineup? And you always said, well, it wasn't me. And I said, well, if you need somebody to do an interview of you, I'd be happy to do it. And I talked you into it, and here we are. So thank you very much. We are at your studio, not mine, so thank you for the hospitality.
Well, I'm very grateful that you asked and very honored that you would do this interview.
You were born in 1941 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
I was indeed. But I was born in Thief River Falls because my mother went there to birth me. We actually lived on a farm 13 miles south of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Thief River Falls is a big town?
No, it isn't. But it was big enough to have a hospital, and she would be in town as opposed to being on the farm. And so then I came home to the farm 13 miles south of Grand Forks, which was homesteaded by my grandfather, which I'll get into. Let me just state about my mother, as we've talked about her. And her name was Luello Amanda Vickersland, and she was born January 20th, 1906, and she died 57 years old. I was 21 years old or so when she died. And didn't understand the significance of age then, and thought that 57 was old. And I realize now at 73 that 57 is so young, and I feel bad to this day that she was not able to live as long as I have and enjoy life. And then she was born in the Rock Prairie, Minnesota area, and she grew up in that area. Her father
on a family farm or in
there
a farm
was a
situation?
Family farm, and then her father had contracted tuberculosis, and she was at home caring for her, and then she contracted tuberculosis, was in a sanatorium for one stay, and then as she became older and my mother in Grand Forks, she went back to the sanatorium again, so she had two bouts with tuberculosis. She was a very nurturing, loving mother, and she's the one that brought us off the farm to bring us into Grand Forks, North Dakota, which was the town that I grew up in.
How did she ever come to have a name like Luello?
I have no idea.
Never heard
that. I don't know who she was named after, never asked. You know, I will say there are many questions that we think of later on in life that we should have asked when they were around. And so if there's anything about this interview, it will ask, prompt people in their 40s, 50s, or whatever, to think of all the questions you'd like to ask. Do it now, because one day it'll be too late. So I never did figure out Luello. We lived on the farm. They were married and lived on the farm. 2 years later, I was born, and they lived in the same house with my grandmother. And that happened a lot back in those days.
Sure.
Families lived with each other. My father's name was John Arndt Fretty. He was born March 21st of 1903, and he died when he was 88 years old. So he grew up on this farm now that we're talking about that my grandfather homesteaded. And so the two of them lived there with my grandmother. And so my mother had grown up on a farm, but I would credit her more with being the mother who took us to town rather than the farm wife. Her mission was to get us back into town. She did not want to live on the farm. But my grandmother fits in what you're talking about as being the pioneer woman.
Mm-hmm. And who was she? How did they get? How did your grandparents start? And I assume it was your grandparents' homestead.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather, once I get to heaven and I've said hello to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and maybe Moses, I want to say hello to John Gutskalk Fretty. All my grandparents, both sides, my mother's side, my father's side, they were all born in Norway. And my grandfather, born May 25 of 1851, he died when he was 61 years old, but he came to America for the first time in 1891, and he was 40 years old. And then he lived in a dugout, and he homesteaded this land, 160 acres, and as people know of homesteading, if they would promise to improve the land and build a homestead there, then that land was theirs. So when he comes from Fretty, Norway, and I have been to Fretty, Norway many times, where they just raised some sheep, and while it was beautiful and the acreage was small, he comes here, and I know he felt like a land baron with 160 acres. So he came in 1891. I'd like to interrupt your listening to this interview I recorded with Clayton Vaughn in 2014, in which I began to tell you about my grandfather coming from Norway in 1891. He secured land through the Homestead Act. Now, the reason I'm adding this addendum is because I now have my father telling that story. Of course, my father knew the story because his parents had handed down these stories to my dad and his brothers and sisters, but of course never recorded. But fortunately, I was able to record my father talking about his dad, my grandfather coming to America in 1891.
Well, my father came across alone before he was married. He came across on the boat. And then he came to Grand Forks. And then he went south to Grand Forks, 13 miles. And here he made application for land there. He had to live on the place 6 months of a year. So he stayed there during the summer, and then in fall come, then he went back to Norway. Then the next spring he came back again, and he built the house. There was all prairie around there, and here comes a prairie fire and burned the house down. The next fall he went back to Norway again. He come back and he built the second house. And the tornado took that one. Then he put up a log house, and that stayed. That stayed until they tore it down when they built the other house. The first summer he was there, he dug a hole in the ground. He said, oh, I'll cover over it, you know, just like a root house. He stayed in there and slept in there.
It is fun to hear my dad's voice with a Scandinavian accent telling that family story. And now I return you to your regularly scheduled interview.
And then he comes back in 1894 with his bride, who was Ingeborg Christine Tornborn's daughter, Fretty. And she was born April 23rd of 1858, and she was the pioneer woman. But he was the adventurer one. He brought us to America, and I have nothing but honor and praise for this man who didn't give up, knew that this was the place to be, and the two of them raised five children there on that farm. He died early, and she ended up raising most of them. So that's our beginning on my father's side.
So is that where the homestead, the farm that you were born to,
that's where
came
we
from?
Came home and we lived there.
Yeah.
And then moved to town when I was about three
years
old. Is
that the same place that the dugout was?
That is correct. Right.
That's where dirt poor comes from, did you?
Right. And my father was born in that log cabin and then wonders why he didn't become president of the United States.
Well, they already had one.
Yeah, they did. Right.
Had fitted
right.
that qualification.
Right. Right.
So do you have siblings?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a brother, one brother, no sisters. His name is Luther Hans Fretty. He's 6 years younger than I am. And education was his calling. I remember he would play school on the front porch of our house in Grand Forks when he was 5 years old, and he went on to become a ninth grade teacher specializing in William Shakespeare. and retired after 40 years, was inducted immediately into the Educators Hall of Fame in Grand Forks, and I've been with him. He walks around town like a rock star because they all come up to him and talk to Mr. Fretty. And but on my, we can finish then on my mother's side.
Yes.
They too came from Norway, and my grandfather, my mother's father, was Ellingsen Vikuslund. He was born October 13, 1863, and he was 66 years old when he died. He came to America in 1890 at 27, and then his bride that he met here in the United States was Amalia Gunhild Thorsen, and she was born October 19, 1866. She died on May 21st of 1943. She was 77 when she died. But she came to America in 1885, and of all my grandparents, she was only 19 when she came. And then she came and lived in Wilmer, Minnesota. She worked for a time in Minneapolis. Then she met Elling, and they married in 1894, and then they lived in that area known as Rock Prairie, Minnesota. And Rock Prairie Lutheran Church became very important to them, and that's where they are buried.
Does Elling have anything to do with Erling?
I have wondered that question for all 73 years, and there's a question that I never asked either. Mm-hmm. Why she named me Erling? Now, Erling is a Scandinavian name, and there are many, many Scandinavians who known probably as their last name. But Elling and Erling are close. I have no idea. You know, I was given four names, and that caused a little problem in the family because people were wondering, aunts and uncles, who she thought she was to name this child with four names. Who in the world did they think he was that was born? Well, here I am. She did name, and I've lived with it, and it worked for me because I used John Erling as my radio name, and then protected the Fretty name from the public.